This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
All of us become discouraged, and the reason is simple to explain. We're human beings, and because we're human, we experience human weakness. Of course, there's a great deal of variation in the way in which we suffer in this life. It may relate to our genetic inheritance. It may also relate to our family situations that have created problems beyond our control. It may relate to a catastrophe, a storm, or an earthquake, or an accident. But no matter what our circumstances, here's a wonderful reality.
In the same way, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, because we do not know what to pray for as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with unspoken groanings. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
Here's what Paul is saying. When we become discouraged because of our human weaknesses, we need to remember that we have two intercessors. First, the Holy Spirit dwells in us and intercedes for us before the Lord Jesus Christ with unspoken groanings. In other words, we may not be able to express how we feel, and yet the Holy Spirit understands. But here's the second truth. Jesus Christ knows the Spirit's thoughts, and He at this very moment is at the right hand of God and intercedes for each one of us. This, of course, refers to the miracle of the Trinity, one God, three persons. So today, let me remind you of this principle to live by. When we become discouraged, we should remember the intercessory ministry both of the Holy Spirit and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essential Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.